Okay, first of all, Mechaber Zayin, to connect one thing additional to what we were discussing yesterday about Yerushas Haaretz. So the main idea that we were bringing out was that the Levim, the reason why they didn't get the Yerusha in a normal, they really did get a Yerusha at the end, right? Lamaisa, did the Levim get the place in Eretz Yisrael? The answer is yes. They just got it with a dray. And the dray was that they had to, Klai Yisrael yarshened it, and then Klai Yisrael made, and then it was a girl, and Klai Yisrael gave them the space. So we explained the whole idea behind that, right? That the Levi is working for Klai Yisrael. That's his main job, and that was the whole Gershon Kosam Merari. And therefore, the Levim have to know they don't really get their own territory. They really don't get their own territory. They're there to serve Klai Yisrael. That's their mission. And Klai Yisrael give them what they need. That's the Yisrael. Which, by the way, the Rambam in Shemitah V'Yovel, when he talks about every Jew being worthy to be a Levi, so the Rambam Taka says, Lo Yishevet Levi Bilvat, Alakol Yishvish Miboy Olam, anybody, any human being, Nodvar Rucha Yosei, Libodo V'Lamed Lefnei Hashem Olishor, so the Rambam says, you could be Perek Me'el Savoy, you could uproot from yourself all the Cheshboinus that people make, and Hashem will give you just like He gave the Levim. The Rambam is also Mashma, you have to live up to this level, selfless. Nothing's here for yourself. That's a Levi. Okay. What I want to add on to that is like this. And then I'll tell you another pshat from Rav Shach on Ori Levim. But to add on to the thought that we had yesterday is that the Etzem, every Jew is a shtickle supposed to be a Levi. Everybody's supposed to be a shtickle Levi. A Levi is a Levi. Totally, through and through, dedicated. But every Jew is really supposed to be a Levi. And in a sense, that's what Trumas and Maaseres represent. Because we find that the halacha of Trumas and Maaseres is totally in Kibush. That means any land that we conquered in Eretz Yisrael became Chayiv in Trumas and Maaseres. That was the halacha, right? But it's all totally in Kibush. That means any land that we monetarily took over became Chayiv in Trumas and Maaseres. That doesn't really have to do with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, there's something called Kedushas Mitzvahs, there's something called Kedusha Shechina. Kedusha Shechina, the whole Eretz Yisrael is Kedusha Shechina. The Eibishter already designated Eretz Yisrael a land of Kedusha from the time of Avraham Avinu. Eretz Yisrael already was a Kaddish place. Before we step foot into Eretz Yisrael was a Kaddish place. We came in, we conquered it, became Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvahs are totally in Kibush. And the two don't go together, necessarily. So for an example, Eva Hayalde, Eretz Sichon Voig, right, the land of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, the land that we captured on the other side of the Yarden, that became part of our territory. Didn't have Kedusha Shechina. Eva Yarden does not have Kedusha Shechina. I mean, I wouldn't be so bold to say it on my own. I always felt that way. But years ago, I found a tshuva in the Tashbates. And the Tashbates says that Kedusha Shechina is only in Eretz Yisrael. The Eva Yarden has Kedusha for mitzvahs. For mitzvahs has Kedusha, not Kedusha Shechina. He says, that's why nobody ever went to be buried. You're not going to hear somebody being buried in the Jordan. You're not going to hear somebody fly a body in from New York that it should be buried in Jordan, in Amman. And not just because today it wouldn't be the safest place to be buried. Because there's no Kedusha Shechina there. The Tashbit says another thing. We know Nevuah. Once we got to Beis HaMikdash, once we came to Eretz Yisrael, a Navi can't be Misnabi in Chutz La'aretz. That was Yoina's whole idea of running away, right? He wanted to run away from the Nevuah. Zok the Tashbates, Avada Navada Eva Yardin, no Nevuah. Doesn't have Kedusha Shechina. So there's something called Kedusha Shechina, and there's something called Kedusha's Mitzvahs. And that's why today, Lamashal, Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha Shechina. Even though Kedusha's mitzvahs, according to many Rishonim, is only the Rabbana today. That means even if you hold Kitchel L'Shat of Eloi Kitchel L'Asad Lava, that's for mitzvahs. But Shechina stayed. The Rambam Nuchas Beis Abchir Perek Vav writes that if somebody goes to the Beis HaMikdash today, if he's Tomei, and he goes into that where the Azorah would be, Chayv Koros. The Rambam says, why? And Imam says this point. He says, V'lo mani yomer b'mikdash b'yishalayim kitchel l'shata v'kitchel l'asad lavoi. He says, why am I telling you that the Kedusha Beis HaMikdash is here even today? The Ilu Kedusha Shire Eretz Yisrael is not. So the Rambam says this idea. He says, the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael is because of Kibush for mitzvahs. And the Kibon Shenilkach Ha'aretz Miyodah, once the land was taken away, that Kedusha goes away. The Kedusha HaMikdash Yerushalayim, they are Shechina. The Shechina ain't a B'teil Olayim. That's the Lashon, more or less, the Lashon HaRambam, in Ilchus Beis HaBchir. Which means that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim, that's always, because that's all Kedusha Shechina. The Kedusha rest of Eretz is all Kedusha's mitzvahs, that's based on conquering. So the question is, why? Wouldn't it be more logical to say that Trumas and Maaseres should also be based on Kedusha Shechina? It's not. It's based on our physical possession of Eretz Yisrael. That means there could be Kedusha Shechina, no Kedusha Mitzvahs. The flip side, Eva Yarden, the other side of the Jordan, has Kedusha Mitzvahs. When we conquered it, doesn't have Kedusha Shechina. So these two Kedushas don't, they're not dependent on each other, and they don't necessarily ride in the same on the same road. You can have this without that, on both directions. The question is why? How do we understand Kedushas Mitzvahs being based on ownership? That's really what it's based on. So I once had a simple daher, and it ties into what we're saying about Levium, and that is that the Emist, why did the Levium not get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael? Why Taka did the Levim not get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael? Because we explained yesterday. Because the Levi has to know he's working for Klal Yisrael. He's on a different train. He's not working for himself. Klal Yisrael will give him what he needs to serve them. So that's why the Yerusha went backwards. But the emphasis is that every Jew has to know that. Every Jew has to know that Be'etzem, even when I have my own piece of land, I'm here for Yenna. Elamaya Levi needs total dedication. But everybody has to, every individual has to know that to some degree. So what do Rabbanu Shalom do? Any land that we conquered, with it comes obligations to give others. Trumas u'maaseres. That's why it's based on conquering. So you shouldn't fall into the false perception that what I get is for me. It's not for you. A Levi Taka, 100% for Yenna. But even every Jew has to know, and that's why it's all based on conquering. As soon as it becomes yours, perception-wise, the same time, there's an obligation for you to know it's for Yenna. I'll tell you two other points. Dorachayim HaKadosh, in this week's Pasha, says more or less the same thing. It says, Im Kesef Talva Es Ami, Es On Imoch. What's that lashon? Im kesef talves ami esa'oni imach. What's esa'oni imach? You should say im kesef talve es ami esa'oni. What's esa'oni imach? Zochter Rachaim Hakadosh. The Rebbe of Naibish has a nice drush that he said. He said b'loshon kasha. Im kesef talve. Do you think your money is going to accompany you in the next world? What will accompany you as ami as on imach? That's what's going to go with you. That's the Rav Yonasan Eibishitz is musav vort. The Chaim HaKadosh says a different vort. Chaim HaKadosh says, if you look at it, when you open up your wallet, you look at the money in your wallet, and you look at it that's your money, that's your mistake you're making before you even give it $1 out. The first thing is you open up your wallet, you look inside, you understand, you're holding on to what's Vienna. Zokter, im kesef talves ami, how are you supposed to lend money to another Jew? You should look at it as ha'ani imach. It's the ani's money that's in your wallet. You're a gabbit stalker. As ha'ani imach. The ani's is by you. The ani's money is by you. Now this answers one more kasha in this perek. Because the perek says, ends, Vayiten Hashem liyisroel kol haaretz asher nishba lahem vayishuv vayeshev bo. And then Yeshua was involved in actually orchestrating it. So the Gemara comes in Bava Kama. We'll talk to have it this year in Daf Pei Aleph. And the Gemara says, Asoro tenoyim hisne Yeshua. Yeshua Benun made 10 conditions in the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael. Most of them are basically neighborhood takanas. We'll call it zoning laws. And the Gemara lists that you could gather wood, and I could gather wood from you, you could gather wood from me, you could have a beam sticking out, all kinds of conditions. Zoning laws. Right? So the Torah's Chaim is a kasha, and Bava Basra is this kasha. He says, I don't understand. These are zoning laws. They change anyway. If you look at them, all the Mishnayos in Bava Basra, Hakul Kiminig HaMedina. Anyway, these things change. I just gave a shiur recently on zoning laws. I said that Lamaisa zoning laws trumps Bava Basra. What does it mean it trumps Bava Basra? It means if I move into a community and there are zoning laws, it's like a condition. It's like two people move into a building together, a condominium. And the condominium has rules for the condominium. You can't use your Bava Basra. You can't now pull out a Bava Basra and say, you know what? You're not allowed to do that, or you're allowed to do that. It all goes by the condominium laws, because you're making a tanai when you move into the condominium that you're going to keep the rules of the condominium. That's partial like that. That's olive base. So I always held that zoning is the same thing. You move into the neighborhood, you buy into the neighborhood. There's local taxes, there's community, there's a community cooper where everybody's investing in. And basically, the town, the municipality, is a shluchim for the laws, how we're going to live over here. And now, that's it, that's the law. So if the law is, LaMarshall, the zoning law says, you could plant a tree 5 feet from the border, right? And I go and I plant a tree 5 feet from my border on 82 Forche Road. And Rabbi Aaron Spivak comes, who's my neighbor, and he says, Rabbeinu, Bava Basra, 25 amas, you have to put your tree 25 amas from the border. I could tell him, Rabbi Spivak, go to Tana Ramapo, open up the zoning board, and you'll see, that's the zoning board. When you bought your house, you bought it based on that, tonight, that's the taka, the halach. That is the halach. So l'chaira, why did Yeshua Benun make all of these conditions when he gave out Eretz Yisrael? Leave it to the municipalities. It's anyway going to change. So let's take a lapel of the whole thing. Why Yeshua Benun made these laws now, which were anyway going to evolve based on the Minig HaMedina? So let's take a lapel. What's the answer to that question? So I think Rabbi Sai, the answer to the question is mamish, the same you said that I'm telling you. It was a way of Yeshua Benun telling them, I'm talking giving you land. But you all have to understand that your land is for Yena also. Your land is not just for you. And that's why Yeshua Benun built in the Tanoim in the Yerusha Zaretz. Yes, you have to let somebody take wood from your fields at certain times of the year. Yes, he's allowed to put a beam this way. Meaning people giving into each other. He built it in. That was a pshat. He made conditions in the Yerusha Zaretz that we should know we're not just inheriting land for ourselves. It's not just for Zich. Everybody has to be a shtickle levi. That's the Yisrael. Okay, now I'll tell you one last point from Rav Shach, Zichet Tzadik Levroche, on this perek, on the whole idea that Ori Alevim act as an Ori Miklat. Why do Ori Alevim act as an Ori Miklat? So Rav Shach said the following to Hillel. Gevaldik at the hell. He said, we find an interesting thing. We find that, so I explained to you yesterday that why we picked the Ori Levium, because that the Levium's job is to open up their cities to Klal Yisrael. So who do they open up? To the lowest people, the people that nobody else wants. Okay, that's one. Rav Shach is saying another Deher. Rav Shach says that what really is the point of Golos? What's the lesson for the Ritzach in Golos? What's he supposed to learn? Sach HaKol, whatever he did by mistake, right? The Ritzach did it by mistake, he was a Shaykik. If he was a Mezid, he was Korvel Mezid, he wouldn't be going to Golos. He made a mistake. Sach HaKol, he made a mistake. So what's his Kapor of Golos? So Shach said like this. He said, there are certain things in life that are so important that you can't be Mesich Das from them. You can't be Mesich Das. The example of Shach always said was, he says, people fall off a curb all the time. People trip off a step all the time. But he said they usually trip on the bottom step. If you're going down a step from, let's say, 30 feet, usually most people don't fall off from the top step, 30 feet down. That last step, the last two steps, people say, Dr. Shach, what's Pshat? The Pshat is when you're on top, you realize that this fall is my life. This fall is Nishpashat. If I fall from there, it's not going to be very Gishmak. So your mind is totally focused. That's why people generally don't fall off of buildings. Fall off a sidewalk. You don't fall off a building. Right? See, he said, when you look at something as your lifeline, you don't have Hasach HaDaas. The more you look at something as less important, the more it's... Listen, I grew up in a house. Minyan was the thing. That means you couldn't go on a vacation without having identified that there's a minyan. Today it's Pshia Gemur to take a family away without a minyan. Because you can get a minyan anywhere. Go daven minyan. You can find a minyan anywhere. So today, it's Mamish a Pshia. I tell that to people. To take your family away for a couple days, no minyan, it's a pshia. Mamish a pshia. When I grew up, I didn't put it this way, I should say nobody. I didn't know anybody who had this rule. My father was the only one. He said, can you go on vacation for a couple days, no minyan? Listen, I remember him telling me this, I had to agree with him, even though I hated hearing it. It was very annoying. He said, is our vacation more important than communicating with the Rabbanu Shlomo and Betzibur? Could say, yeah. Wasn't really the type of thing I was able to go, yeah, I hold it, our vacation is more important. But there's a lot of thoughts I had. It wasn't my, I didn't have the most ava at that moment for my father. That wasn't the high point of my ava. Right? And another thought I had was, come on, the whole world does it. The ganze Welt does it. You know? What do you, you know? But he was right. Once I had the chutzpah to go to Rabbi Yankov. So my tatot azazach, I gate the shepherd because it's full of betzibul. No. He was waiting for my complaint. I said, no, does it us. Has gerecht. No, if you have a business trip, you have to do it's panos, I understand. Chasom, somebody sick, you gotta go. I understand. Stam, vacation, no minyan. But again, I grew up in a world where it wasn't that way. Now, there's Baruch Hashem many more people like that, because today, you don't have to give up as much. But again, to my father, Tefillah B'Tzibur is a lifeline. You don't take your family away. You can't do that. It's not an option. Rav Shach said, the things that are by you, Chai Bohem, somehow you don't end up having accidents on those things. And as it gets lower and lower on the importance level, that's when you start accidents, not amazing. Chas v'sholem. He said, "A Yiddish neshama, you can't be misich das. The fact that a Jew got killed, you were misich das. You need a kapon for the hesach das. How did you have hesach das?" So Rav Shach said, "What's the kapara? The kapara is you have to go to a place where there is no hesach das." You have to go to a place where the whole environment is no Hesach HaDaas. He explained this. That's why the Mishnah says, Eini Yotze Misham Lo'olam. The Ritzach is never allowed to leave. He can't go to a Levaya. He can't go to a Chasana. Afilu Kol Yisrael Tzrichim Loi. Even if Gans Klal Yisrael need him, he's a general. Kiyoyev Ben Tzluya, the Mishnah says he can't go. If Shach said, my rash, let him go for it. Oisik Mizr Bodom HaMitzvah. Shach said, no. The kapora for the Reitzeach is never to have Hesach Hadas. The chet was Hesach Hadas. The kapora is no Hesach Hadas. Says Rav Shach, the Levim live 24-7 Avodas Hashem. No work, no nothing. Avodas HaKodesh Aleh. He says, that's the job of a Reitzeach. He has to be goyle to Ori HaLevim. And that explains why even the six Ori Miklot, they were also Ori HaLevim. That's another, I'm just giving you another perspective of Shach, how he understood the Indian of Golos. Okay.